There is something about tonight, an actual midnight mass in the Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes, where we experience what is felt deep in our hearts, that we are not alone. All of the world at this moment, whether in Rome or the Congo, Bethlehem, Newark, Catholic Christians, and Christians of other denominations gather in prayer. We are united with those who have prayed and worshiped down through the centuries in catacombs, cathedrals, battlefields, small country churches to celebrate this feast. Tonight we are not alone. We are united in spirit to our people who have gone before us, parents and grandparents, neighbors and friends with whom we've spent our Christmas childhood. No Christmas night ever stands alone. It is fueled and intensified with the memory of other years. Christmas is the most human of all the church's feasts, celebrated in the most concrete of ways, with decorated Christmas trees and wreaths, nativity scenes, toys for the kids, a special meal, often the labor of many, candles on the table or in the windows, and even the occasional kind word or hug for neighbors, friends, and relatives. For most, this night, more than any other time of the year, is a family celebration. Some of you here tonight have traveled great distances to be with those you love. For others, less distance may have been traveled, but there are prayers that at least this one meal tonight, differences may be put aside, and there may be peace. Why are we not alone? Why the insistence on being with others, the emphasis on family? One answer might be that on this holy night, we look into this crib, this manger, and we come face to face with the central truth of Christianity, what is called the mystery of the Incarnation, that God came down, that God became man, that Jesus Christ is both God and man, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God remained what he was and became what he was not. For a child has been born to us, a child is given us, and upon his shoulder dominion rests. They call him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. So we choose the human because God did, by taking flesh. And we put emphasis on the family because God did, by being born into a particular family and the wider family of humankind. And so we are not alone on this holy night, because Christ is our Savior for all of us. Jesus is God's gift to us. And tonight, we are all the recipients of God's generosity. However, Christmas is more than God's gift. It's also our challenge. The love that God sends down is meant to be lived and shown and shared throughout the entire year. At no other time, I would say, in the last 50 years or so, has there been so much need for healing in a church that is divided and once again rocked by scandal, our world fractured and threatened by terrorism and violence, a nation embattled, families split. We are a world in need of hope and peace. We are a world in need of healing. We pray here in this Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes, the Mother Church of the Diocese of Spokane, the See of the Catholic Church of Eastern Washington, named in honor of the visitation of our Blessed Mother in 1858 to a young teenage girl named Bernadette in the southwest corner of France. It's not just a story that is true for Catholic Christians. It is a message of peace, of prayer, of reconciliation and healing. So powerful and striking a message that it is even the focus of the first episode of a PBS series called Sacred Shrines with Bruce Feiler. You may have seen it. He documents pilgrimage, religious sites. And in this case, the first episode, he visits Lourdes. When wounded warriors from the United States and other parts of the world with missing limbs, who are blind or crippled or deformed, with many demons in their heads, whose lives and families have been upended by the horrors of war, gather together for this annual pilgrimage to France. Our own Father David Cruz, who's in residence at our seminary and pastor of Tico and Oaksdale, himself accompanied these pilgrims last year. Half of the soldiers who go are Catholic, not all are practicing. Others are not. Some are believers, others are skeptics. Interesting, though, uniformly, when they're asked why they've come to Lourdes, they all say they like to be cured, but they don't expect it, but they all want to be healed. There is a difference. Curing refers to the body. Healing refers to the soul. Yes, these soldiers would like to be cured, but more than that, they want to be healed. They want their inner pain to go away. They want their despair, their depression, their feeling of being something less than they were to disappear. The documentary follows a few of the wounded warrior pilgrims, a 20-year-old named Zach Herrick, once handsome young man shot in the face, embarrassed to be seen because of the constructive surgery with his jaw and his teeth, or James Pierce from North Carolina, who was seriously injured in a suicide bombing, Juan Roldan from New Jersey, who suffered traumatic brain injury. Others are paralyzed, pushed in wheelchairs by wives and girlfriends. They come to Lourdes at no cost, their expenses covered by anonymous donors from around the world who help this annual international military pilgrimage because people know there are so many in need of healing. They gather again in the same place in 1858 where Mary asked this young girl to tell the parish priest to have a church built, and that people would come in prayer and penance and seek healing. The documentary shows the soldiers arriving at Lourdes. They're greeted by compassionate people who volunteer their time to assist them. Many of those volunteers are themselves former pilgrims, and they come back in gratitude to freely serve others. The soldiers take part in the processions. They attend Mass. They ask to be placed in the waters that our Blessed Mother pointed out to Bernadette. I myself have been to Lourdes over 10 times, never on this pilgrimage, but I have worked there in the baths, and I've seen people from all around who've come seeking healing. No one is cured. I've never witnessed a cure, but I've seen people healed, people who have demons and struggles. And somehow in this place of prayer, they, like those soldiers, feel different. Something has happened. Their darkness is lifted. At the end, and you would see this if you would watch this, they gather to celebrate again this healing. This is a common bond of struggle, a brokenness and an experience of being moved by the kindness and the compassion they feel around them. Again, they speak about something happening, and they no longer feel worthless or that they would be better off dead. They're deeply touched by the love, the compassion, and the attention of the volunteers. And so they leave Lourdes, the place that our cathedral is named after, the place you have gathered in prayer. They leave not cured, but healed. They go home to their families. Which brings us back to Christmas. Something happened 2,000 years ago. Christ was born. But Christ is with us today. And just as something happened over 150 years ago in that southwest corner of France, and something happens to inspire donors to make possible these men in need of healing, and for volunteers to nurse and to care for strangers, and something happened for those wounded warriors who who for the first time found themselves looking beyond their own sorrows and injury. Again, something happened in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, and that something is the love that has come to earth and found a home among us. Christmas says that healing has been let loose in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that is why we celebrate. And that is why you have come here tonight in this Mass. And for a church and a world and a nation and even some of our families so often need of peace and reconciliation and healing, let us be grateful for this gift of Christ. But let us also accept this challenge. Before you leave the cathedral this night, I invite you to kneel quietly before this crib, this manger, and ask Christ, not Christ the child, but Christ the Savior, to give each of us the strength and the grace and the resolution to be as generous as we can be in being a people of healing and peace. In this way, Christmas will not be just one night. Christmas will be every day. For something has happened. The Prince of Peace is born. The Prince of Peace is our Savior, Jesus Christ.